we'd take that, sometime we'd take it and just take the real little weigh-in, if you call it, you know. We'd take that out and take that slab and I'd put heavy cream on it and a little sugar. And that's like this, better than this cottage cheese that you can buy now in the store.
All right. Did you have a name for it, the stuff you made out of
it? Well, we'd call it clabber, and then my mother, and I've seen my wife did it. She'd put it in a clean sack and hang it, let it drip. You know, put it somewhere where it drip. And then when it'd be dry, she'd take it out and put it, and she'd put cream and sugar on it, be just like this cottage cheese, better than this cottage cheese.
What'd you do with the milk, the first thing, before milking it?
Oh, well, we'd bring it out. My wife would run it to, had to always have a cream called to strain it, you know.
Okay. What was the dish you used to make? You bake in a deep dish, and it was made out of apples. But it didn't have a bottom layer like an apple pie would. It just had a top layer to it. Do you have a name for that? You put apples or some sort of fruit in there?
Well, the only thing I know is that with apples and peaches too, they call it apple pie, peach pie.
Yeah.
And some of them call it the
pack cobbler,
peach cobbler. They used to call them all together peach pie, you know.
Okay.
I guess there's two ways to make it.
And what was the sweet sort of stuff you pour over the over a pudding or something like that? You call that a
it usually make a sauce out of sugar and flavor and thing like that, and pour it on it with flavor, you know.
Between regular meals, let's say you ate food between regular meals, you call that a
snack.
Okay. If somebody had a real good appetite, you say he sure liked to put away his
food.
Okay. Now, you say in the morning, I get up and I eat breakfast. Okay. And yesterday when I got up, I had already
eaten breakfast.
Okay. Last week, I had breakfast.
I had breakfast in the morning.
Okay.
After I got up.
But you're speaking about eating again.
Yeah.
You say
I eat breakfast.
Okay. Now, what do people usually drink for breakfast?
Well, generally drink coffee. Sometimes milk.
Okay, how do you prepare coffee?
You boil your water, and you have so much, you put it in a percolator, a dripolator, put coffee in there and pour your hot water on it and let it drip. And then after it drips, it's hot and it's ready to drink.
Okay. You put water in a...
In a pan, a regular little pan for that purpose, and let it come to a boil, you know.
Okay, if you were going to drink water, you'd say you put it in a what? You put it in a